July 10, The Voice of Experience. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. The lesson to be learned from the life of Solomon has a special moral bearing upon the life of the aged, of those who are no longer climbing the mountain but are descending and facing the western sun. We expect to see defects in the characters of youth who are not controlled by love and faith in Jesus Christ. We see youth wavering between right and wrong, vacillating between fixed principles and the almost overpowering current of evil that is bearing them off their feet to ruin. But of those of mature age, we expect better things. We look for the character to be established, for principles to be rooted, and for them to be beyond the danger of pollution. But the case of Solomon is before us as a beacon of warning. When thou, aged pilgrim, who hast fought the battles of life, thinkest that thou standest, take heed lest thou fall. How in Solomon's case was weak, vacillating character, naturally bold, firm, and determined, shaken like a reed in the wind under the tempter's power. How was an old gnarled cedar of Lebanon, a sturdy oak of Bashan, bent before the blast of temptation? What a lesson for all who desire to save their souls, to watch under prayer continually. What a warning to keep the grace of Christ ever in their heart, to battle with inward corruptions and outward temptations. Let none venture into sin as he did, in the hope that they too may recover themselves. Sin can be indulged only at the peril of infinite loss, but none who have fallen need give themselves up to despair. Aged men, once honored of God, may have defiled their souls, sacrificing virtue on the altar of lust, but there is still hope for them if they repent, forsake sin, and turn to God. The misapplication of noble talents in Solomon's case should be a warning to all. Goodness alone is true greatness.